The need for cleaner, greener energy is needed now more than ever. Floating offshore wind farms are on the horizon. You've seen wind turbines on our landscapes, but soon these will be making their way to the sea. MarEye are a world-leading science research centre for energy, climate and marine, and I spoke to research fellow Fiona Devoy McAuliffe, who explained how they're being rolled out here in Ireland.
You can do that in two ways. You can fix them to the bottom with some sort of big, large structure like a pole called a monopile, or you could have a floating offshore wind turbine, which will have a floating platform and it's moored to the seabed like a ship. Often the wind turbines we put offshore are a lot bigger than what you see on land, which are big already. So if you can imagine that, we're talking maybe the height of the Eiffel Tower in the future, bigger even.
Although still in its early days, Ireland has just one offshore wind farm at Arklow Bank. However, plans are in place for future sites.
There's an awful lot of development happening as we speak. So there's a lot of plans in place for a number of offshore wind farms on the east coast of Ireland. Those projects have been in development for a very long time, but due to a number of reasons, we're sort of just getting started on the development at this point. So they've applied for the initial maritime area consent, and I think six projects have gotten that. They've also applied for support from the Offshore Renewable Energy Support Scheme, and four of the projects have gotten that. So the next phase is that those projects are going to apply for planning permission to build those offshore wind farms. So we're hoping that to reach targets of about 7 gigawatts by 2030. So some of those projects will achieve some of those goals. And then we're also looking at maritime area designated on the south coast of Ireland. And they're hoping to get developers to apply to build offshore wind farms on the south coast as well to meet that target of 7 gigawatts by 2030. So there's a lot going on at the minute. And we're hoping that construction would begin by 2028, I believe.
A number of factors need to be taken into consideration before choosing a site, such as water depths and proximity to a port, amongst others.
When you're trying to select a site, you have to consider a number of factors. For example, what kind of technology are you going to use? If you're going to have a fixed offshore wind turbine, which is something that is fairly proven and a fairly mature technology, you're looking at the water depths of up to 50 metres. So that's one consideration in terms of what site you're going to select. You also want to consider where your supply chain is, so where is a suitable port available for that. Obviously, you have to consider where the best wind resources are, so that's a major issue as well. And you also have to consider the social acceptance factors as well in terms of the distance from shore, the visibility of the wind farm and things like that. I think that offshore wind has the advantages from a social acceptance perspective of being offshore. So it's not necessarily such a visible issue for people, so that encourages more social acceptance. I also think that the tide is turning in terms of people seeing the benefits that offshore wind and generally renewable energy has for us as a human race. So I think that encourages a social acceptance as well.
While there's a greater need for greener energy, it's important that sustainable energy is implemented in a number of ways.
The main thing is that we need to move away from fossil fuels. I think we all understand and agree that at this point, if we want to keep living on this planet. So having wind onshore and offshore wind and solar energy as well, potentially floating solar energy, are going to be key technologies that we want to deploy. They're the most mature technologies. It's really important to develop that industry for Ireland, particularly because we have such a massive resource available to us, considering our maritime area is so large. So it's a really good opportunity for us to make use of something that we have on our doorsteps and that we can use. And that can benefit us in so many ways from an economic perspective as well as a socio-economic perspective and a sustainable energy perspective as well. I think in terms of the countries nearest to us and in Europe, the United Kingdom are definitely at the forefront of developing offshore wind, as well as Germany and I think the Netherlands. So we'd definitely be looking to what they've done in the past. But again, it's an opportunity as we're just starting off this industry for us to do stuff in our own way. So I think it's an opportunity for us to consider the best practice that will most benefit Ireland. So it's an exciting time.
For further information and updates on floating offshore wind energy and research, you can keep up to date with marei.ie. That's marei.ie. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.